Shanti, while we're waiting for Geshe-la to arrive, I like to read the prayer list. Prayers for happy rebirth. All those killed by natural and man-made disasters, especially by the earthquake in Nepal. All the Tibetans have been killed or taken their own lives in the struggle for religious freedom. Michael Beasley, Dana, Michaela Rose Duvall, Dr. Carlos Haas Weston, Francis Keener, Bob Marshall, Alan Meredith, Barbara Oliver, Maxwell Pogers, Eileen Rubin, Gloria Shelton, Jean Vittem, Gracie the Cat, Monty the Dog, Sandy the Cat. Job Search, Roseanne Barona, John Carroll, Lee Clark, Joey Gooch, Joe Griffiths, Jim Kay, Greg Weaver, Joe Whitley, Sandy Wimbush. Prayers for health and well-being. Kyabdri Lama Zopa Rinpoche, Venmo Thich Nhat Hanh, Venmo Gelton, Venmo Chöki Lamo, Venmo Margaret McAndrew, all those harmed by natural and man-made disasters, especially by the earthquakes in Nepal. For the Tibetan people and for the Chinese authorities, may the nonviolent path lead to full reconciliation and religious freedom. Roger and Barb Alexander, Bernard Baranski and family, Jim Barnes, Luce and Narcisse Barona, Narcisse Barona Sr., family of Michael Beasley, Benji, Carol Bowers, Yuki Burrows, John Carroll, Ken Castello, Dwight Clark, Ann Coffey, Allie Davis, Dimitri and Suzanne Diamondopoulos, Tashi Droma, family of Michaela Rose Duvall, Mildred Gooch, family of Dr. Carlos Haas Weston, Tracy Haas Thompson, Robert Harris, Christina Harrison, Catherine Hines, Leslie and Joan Inman, Kenny Jackson Buddy, Dell and Sue Johnston, Helen Kasanoff, Nina Kowalski, Jonathan Kramer, Shandi and Kurt Latimer, Mary Lojek, Pat Long, R.M., family of Bob Marshall, Wilbert Martin, Michelle Matich, Anse McCall, Tom McGinnity, Alvia Mejia and family, family of Ellen Meredith, Bruce Miller, Charles Mitchell, Jose Moreno, Audrey Murphy, Evan Myrtle and family, Jay Pandya, Amelia Perkins, Drew Pledger, family of Maxwell Pogers, Anna Pozo, Jamie Price, Renee Reyna, Ann Rivers, Ralph Rumley, family of Eileen Rubin, Patrick Shario, Joanne Cease, Pooja Shaw, Allison Sheely, Aunt Sheila, Jamie Sheridan, Patty Sheriff, Andre Smith, Emily Smith, Nancy Sorbet, Carol Struther, Adna Dog.
Geshe-la's here. He just arrived, and I just wanted to remind everybody this is his last Sunday teaching before he takes a little break. He will be back.
Okay. If you please turn to the page 183 in the Gold Book. If you're sitting on the pew, it's at the end of the pew near the aisle. And toward the middle of page 183, toward the end, you see a mantra between two lines. So let's chant the Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra three times. Tayata Om Mune Mune Maha Munaye Soha Tayata Om Mune Mune Maha Munaye Soha Tayata Om Mune Mune Maha Munaye Soha. Now turn to page 34. In the middle of the page, there it says the four immeasurables. So let's read that in English. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. Now if you turn to page 237, and then towards the bottom, it says Four Immeasurables Chanting Version, which is the same thing only we just read except in Tibetan. Let's chant that. Sen Chen Tom Chede mantras. So let's chant Tenrezig's mantra 8 times and then King Tara's mantra 7 times, keeping in mind the people on the prayer list and those in your hearts and minds. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Om Mani Tadetu, Tadetu, De Soha. Om 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 Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Good morning. So last night Tara Puja. So every month we try to do Tara Puja here at the center, to dedicate to success of all the projects, you know, the Kadamba Center has, and also help all the people who come to here at the center, and success, good health, you know, long, healthy, happy life, not miserable life, happy life, long, happy life. So all the offerings is, you know, beautifully set up here. So every month we try to do this 2 times. One, yeah. Used to be 2. No, now once a month. No. So because of, you know, people who come to the center, because of that center exists, so they know. So we come here every month. So beginning of the practice is not beginning of last night practice, but how do you say? When you started, huh? Oh yeah, originally I used to come. Originally, So then last night I did come to death, you know, got busy for no reason, got busy. So anyway, I'm going to, you know, say some mantra, then please, you know, you visualize, okay? Say offerings, you know, like, it's not just to the holy beings, you know, offerings to all living beings, you know, all living beings. So, see, because now you can see the actual offering here, so this is called actual offering, so. You shall actually offering you too. So then mental offering, you just imagine, you know, just imagine. So the whole world, you know, filled with, you know, tulips. That's just mental offering, you know. Just, you know, it's not just one, it's like millions, you know, millions, you know, each one, like millions, not just one flower, just millions of flowers, you know. So then in front of, you know, each person, you know. And of course, you know, holy beings, you know, in according to Buddhism, all the Buddhas and the Buddhas from the 10 directions. So, so the in front of each one of them, in front of them, like, you know, it's not just one, but, you know, millions of them, you know, they're making their offerings, you know, not just, you know, one day, every single day, making their offerings. So that's like one way to create, you know, vast amount of merit, you know, merit, positive energy. So that is, according to Buddhism, that's the cause for happiness, merit. So we need merit to enjoy, you know, happiness. You know, happiness is dependent, it's not just independent, it's dependent on cause and conditions. So there's so many different ways that you can create vast amount of merit, you know, just visualize, you know, just imagine, you know, there's like whole world is filled with, you know, flowers, like fruit, beautiful fruit, pure clean water, you know, like beautiful smell, beautiful smell and the beautiful smell and beautiful smile. You know, just imagine, you know, everybody's happy, you know, everybody's, you know, making offerings. So there's no direct antidote for stinginess. Direct antidote for stinginess, you know. So making offerings is like direct antidote for stinginess. So it's not just one, you know. So just when you see light, just imagine, you know, just light, you know, this beauty, you know, not just something tiny. Know, something big, something beautiful, then just imagine that, you know, in front of every living being. So see, then you you create merit, huh? So then, you know, six senses, you know? When we, you know, see, like, detong yishi means, deva, that's the detong, that's the short word for deva, means, you know, happiness. Tong, that's the short word for emptiness, called tongbanyi. Detong, then, you know, just make it like, you just say the initials, you know, detong. So detong basically has a avoidance. Chugila, how do you say it in English? Bliss and avoidance.
Bliss and voidness.
Huh? Bliss and voidness. Yeah, voidness, emptiness, same, emptiness. So detong is chevali, this particular, how do you say?
Voidness.
And?
Bliss.
Happiness, not the same. I'm not sure, bliss or happiness. They don't easy. Chaparji means this is very special, not just ordinary, you know, to everybody. So that, you know, when someone meditates on emptiness, not just, you know, thinking the conventional realities, you know, also thinking about, you know, everything has true truth. There's two types of truth. Conventional truth, ultimate truth. What's called true truth, you know? Conventional truth, ultimate truth. The conventional truth, that, you know, is only truth through our mind. You know, we think that's not in reality, that's not the truth. The true truth is called ultimate truth. You know? There's a true nature, you know, true nature of everything, you know? Self. There's conventional, the ultimate, the true nature of everything. You know? So when you meditate on emptiness, so the meditation on emptiness begins with, you know, analyzing self. Self? Analyzing self. You know, thinking about self. What is self? You know, one self is very much projected, and, you know, it's just label, you know, just projected. You know, there's so much stories been created based on that, and the foundation is not. Foundation is all, I say, just made it up. It's not, you know, it doesn't exist exactly the way we think. You know, it doesn't exist exactly the way we think. So, you know, the way thing appears, the way thing exists is different. It's different, no? So ultimate truth is exactly the way it appears, the way it exists, the same. That's called ultimate truth. Conventional truth, it just appears as a truth, but it doesn't exist in that way. It exists in that. So everything that we see, you know, everything we see, so we can't go beyond conventional. We can't go beyond, unless we see emptiness, we cannot go beyond conventional reality. We just caught up with the conventional reality and not able to see the true nature of, you know, whatever it is, true nature of self, you know. So, so then that creates, you know, all kind of confusions, okay, all kind of confusions. So once you see that, so then there you generate this particular, very special or unique happiness you develop. But, you know, just simply seeing the true nature of everything, true nature of self, you know, it begins with the self. So then eventually, you know, then everything, you know, true nature of everything. So that kind of particular, special, unique, you know, happiness combined with the knowledge of emptiness. See? Is it complicated? It is complicated, you know. So even for me, it's very complicated. But what I'm trying to say here, like, making offering is the purpose of making offering is to you trying to have the purpose of the goal or aim of making offering is to generate that kind of particular, special, unique happiness for the senses, six senses, whomever you are offering, making offerings. So that's the purpose, okay? So then that's like, generally speaking, that's the purpose of making offerings is to, how to say, to able to generate that kind of very special happiness towards the six senses, whomever you are making offerings, you know, that's the purpose, okay? So, then, like, making offering for all the living beings and all other living beings purpose is to eliminate the confusions. Confusion? Eliminate confusion. Confusion about when it's come down to self, you know, not really knowing what is self, you know. There's some people may think, oh, this is my body, that's me. That's not you. It's not you, you know. Maybe some people think, you know, the name, that's just labels, you know, somebody called. When you're born, somebody called you so and so, you know. So before that, you are, you have no name. no name, you know. So then after everything is just labeled. Everything is just labeled. Somebody called Gaelic, you know. So the, I was, when I was born, I have no name. Then no parent decided, no Tibetan traditions, parents don't name their, generally speaking, parents does not name their child. So they go to lamas, you know, monks or nuns, whomever is available in their town. So they go there, so they ask name. So because of that, so generally speaking, Tibetan, we don't have family name. Every person has their own name, you know. Even one family, every person has their own name. So then when you come to this country, it's a big problem. no family name, and people that couldn't understand. So then, then you just make it up. You just, or your brother made it up, or somebody has made it up. So see, only the rich family has, people have name, family name. Not everybody has family name. So then after that, you know, then you are called Gaelic, you know. So then, you know, then after that, you know, you finish all your study, then you are called Gishi, you know. So everything is called, is labeled, you know. So then I say, okay, so before, if somebody called Gishi Gaelic, I'll probably not pay attention, you know. If somebody called Gaelic, so then I'll probably pay attention a little bit because of my name. Somebody called Gishi Gaelic, I will not pay attention. So then after this, somebody called Gishi Gaelic, then I... So, oh, in my house, there's like all these little monks, you know, so there's one of them, now he lives in New York. His name is Delek. Delek? People always get confused, you know, so Delek, somebody named Gaelic and Delek. So people, somebody call me Delek, somebody call me Gaelic. The less level, you know, just you are called, then you know you are called like professor, you are called like engineer, you are called like, you know, doctor, you are called. There's so much, you know, built on that level. Ultimately, it's just level, you know, it's just level. So no reason to take very seriously, it's just level, you know. It doesn't exist from its own side. It's not absolute as we think. So, anyway, so because of that, you know, not knowing the ultimate truth, you know, not having the knowledge of ultimate truth, and you know, it's hard. It's very, very hard to, how you say, to cease this, you know, confusion. So, not knowing the true nature of everything. You know. So this is very, very making offering to 21 Taras and holy beings. Purpose is to generate this particular, especially unique happiness, very much based, rooted in knowledge about true nature of everything, you know, ultimate truth. Then that is, you know, that's how this special happiness has been generated. So then making offering to all the living beings, all other living beings, to eliminate their confusions, you know, confusions about life, about, you know, don't know why I'm here, who am I? No, I'm not sure why I'm here, who am I? All that, you know. Just want to share. It's not part of the books, but it's part of this altar. So you see, so now I'm going to say some mantras, you know, so then just please just visualize, you know. Just, you know, this is going to be short meditation on offerings, you know. Just imagine beautiful flower, beautiful food, beautiful, you know, like, well, then just imagine everybody's enjoying that, just imagine, okay? So then mantra, you know, usually this mantra called multiple mantra, okay? Makes multiples the offerings. So, multiplies offering. So, I just wake up, so that's why my English just waking up. This mantra multiplies the offering. So, just visualize, okay? Namo Rattananaya, Namo Bhagavad, Namo 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 Rattananaya, Namo Bhagavad, Namo 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 Sawakama awarana vijana nidazara namorana naya namamangavane nidazara namada nidazara naya arahane zanezamudaya niyada nidazara maha nidazara nidazara maha niyada maha mudezada nidazara maha mudezada minavada namana nidazara sawakama awarana vijana nidazara Kunjo was in the Badaja, Sorry, it's too short, but no, not my time. So there's two classes. So. So then another thing, you know, if some of you are wondering, you know, like when you see these offerings, you know, was, you know this is all, you know, it should not become like chore, you know, it's not all, you know, happy to do, you know, with like joyful effort. Not just effort, joyful effort, you know. So then, as I mentioned before, is going to any making any kind of offerings, you know, bringing the food for the food bank, you know, or like making some kind of, you know, any like form of, you know, charity, any form of charity, any form of charity, you know, whether you're giving the feed, whether you're feeding the bird in your backyard, in the squirrels, or giving them fresh water, all of that is like charity. Charity. So, then, you know, if you are interested, I'm not asking you to say this, you know, if you are interested, you know, so traditionally what we do, we say, Om Ahu, Om Ahu, Om Ahu. So with, you know, with the understanding, with the, with knowledge, you know, not just, just mumble the word, just, you know, understand. When you say Om Ahu, that's very, that's the shortest way up, you know, this mantra, this long mantra, this is the shortest way, Om Ahu. When you say Om Ahu, Om means, you know, Om, so, the power of this sacred word, all the mantra, just like sacred word, Om multiplies. Om, when you say Om, it multiplies. Om Ah, Om Ah, no, then everything transforms. When you say Om multiplies, Ah, when you say Om Ah, Hu, that's three syllable, Om Ah, Hu. Om multiplies, Ah, then transform, you know, transform, transform, you know, into nectar, into something very special. It's not just ordinary fruit, it's just something very special. You transform everything into something very special, you know. It's not just ordinary, it's not, you know, just transform into something very special. Go, then who, like, how is it? Eliminate all the, how is it, how is it in English?
It purifies.
Yeah, it, that means, you know, like, there's something wrong with the smell, there's something wrong with the taste, something wrong with, you know, like, when you touch, all of that, you know, kind of purifies, you know. So then, it becomes the best form of offerings. Then you make offerings, you know, Om Ahu. If you are interested, some of you are interested, I just want to share that you. Om multiplies soon into something very nectar, you know. Then, you know, like eliminate all the, how to say, impurity of smell, all the taste, or whatever it is. So then, you know, then this, it becomes like form of, you know, generative practice, you know, it becomes like, it's not just giving, it's like, there's like, it's like practicing generosity. Practicing generosity, it's become like practicing generosity, not just giving, you know. So any form of, you know, offering like that, cooking for a family, you know, feeding your children, all of that can become, you know, can become wonderful, like a form of, you know, offerings, you know. Just need to think. Oh, yeah. That's why you say Oma, that's the shortest way, you know. So, then you see, you know, before somebody eats something, so you know, they say Oma, then you know, they are making offerings, you know, offerings, they're just thinking, not just themselves, they're thinking, you know, they're just mentally, not physically, but mentally making offerings for all living things. So that's good. You know, if you think, if each one of us think living being all the time, you know, so that's good. The world is going to be a better place. No, if each one of us think, oh, you are something, you are very special. You know, you are just pure, just special. No, then I can say it's good. You know, it's good. So may all sentient beings, may all sentient beings have happiness. Not just me. May all sentient beings, you know, regardless what they do, what they believe, if they believe or not believe. If they believe in the same belief, same thing that I believe, doesn't matter. What is important? It's important their happiness. That's important. No, their happiness is important. If you really want to see, you know, like harmonious world, so then everybody's happiness is very critical, very important. So, But you as an individual person, you can think. Doesn't mean you can make everybody happy. That's not the point. But no, you can, from your side, you can think, you know, happiness for all living beings, you know. So, first of all, you are happier. If you just think, everybody should be miserable, you know. So then, their thought, their thinking is not good, you know. If you think, everybody should be happy, you know, everybody should enjoy, you know, then may all sentient beings have happiness, what is the cause of happiness? Cause of happiness is this positive thought. Everybody thinking something positive, you know. Nobody judging nobody, everybody just wishing happiness for everybody. That's good. So, that's why I just, you know, choose to say this prayer, you know, may all sentient beings have happiness, cause happiness. So then, when you think about the meaning of that word, then it becomes meditations on compassion, you know. When you think about the word, if you say the word, you know, say the gentle word from the mouth, then reflect the gentle meaning of the word. So then that becomes meditations, beautiful meditation. So then, what kind of meditation we should call that? That is called meditation on compassion. Because when you summarize for immeasurable practice, when you summarize that, that's like compassion, you know. So then, compassion heals everybody, you know. So that's good thing, you know. If everybody have compassion, that's good thing, you know. Otherwise, you know, so much problems in this world been created, you know, judging one's tradition, culture, belief, you know, then the race, the color, all of that. This is all not necessary. So if you really want to live in a peaceful world, you can contribute. You know. At least from your side, your mind can be transformed. Your thinking can be transformed. So then there will be a ripple of positive impacts that people will feel, you know, around you. They feel, you know, they feel it's sincere, it's genuine, it's not just somebody's shaking, you know, it's just somebody's thinking from deep down, from their heart, thinking, you know, they're wishing everybody, you know, happy. So then that person will never take anybody's life. No, no, doesn't matter. It's like Christian, Buddhist, doesn't matter. No, that person wishes happiness for every life, every form of life. So see, then unfortunately, you know, like, yeah, this, you know, some people, then, you know, just go somebody somewhere and just kill people for no reason. It's very, very heartbreaking. Compassion is the answer. Compassion is the answer. Oh, yeah. So when you say the four images of prayer, that's a gentle word. That's a very gentle word. This is a kind word, gentle word. And the thought that follows that word is going to become noble thought. Noble thought, noble thought, kind thought, wonderful thought. No? So that thought will produce, you know, have a harmonious atmosphere, you know. We could destroy the atmosphere within 1 second. We could destroy all the atmosphere. We could destroy it very easily. But, you know, in the same way, we could, you know, contribute. We, each one of us, fully capable to create, you know, happy atmosphere, you know. There's no doubt, no. But it requires thinking. So then we think all the time. So then, if we learn how to think something positive all the time, something positive. So that's the way to create this harmonious atmosphere. If there's harmonious atmosphere out there, everybody will make some progress mentally, you know. If the whole environment is something that has not harmonious, you know, but at the same time saying mantra, you know, sitting, doing meditations, not much benefit. Because whole atmosphere is not good, you know. Nobody likes each other, you know, everybody hates each other. At the same time get together, you know, saying prayer, drink, prostrations, reciting mantra. There might be some benefit here, a little bit, but overall, nobody in that community, nobody will gain if any realization at all. You know, we need timba deva. So, as a harmonious community is the key or foundation for happiness. The key foundation for happiness. So, what it requires, compassion, wisdom, all of that, no? So there's something that each one of us fully capable to cultivate, no? So that we all have day-to-day life experience, you know? Say, living with the people, you know, people, so that some other person don't think exactly the same way you think, react exactly the way you think, you know, but changing that person is difficult project. It's very difficult project. It's a huge project, you know. But changing yourself relatively easier, you know. You can think, you know. Otherwise, you know, we come up with all these different kind of ideas, you know, we come up with the excuse, we come up with it's not fair, you know, like, why I have to do all the dishes, you know, all the time? Why he's not doing any dishes, you know? So, don't he understand that I'm so on? No. So, bottom line, that nobody's giving any happiness, you know? But at least you can, you know, see anything that can be done with a happy mind, anything that can be done with happiness, cleaning dishes, cleaning rooms, you know, doing this, doing that, rather than questioning, oh, is this fair? No, is it like, why is it not then? No, well, I should educate him, like, the how many times, you know, like, oh, then this all get complicated, no? So, as I mentioned, you remember, if someone else is doing the laundry, No problem. No problem. It's just everything's fine. No, everything's very, very fine. If your friend or so, whoever, you know, your friend, partner, whatever, if they ask you to do the laundry, so then you say, okay, we go here, we have to have meetings. this meeting is going to be very serious. So like that, you know. So every day, not just because we lose, you know, our happiness, you know, our happiness. When you say cool. Yeah, losing cool. It's not good in the hot water. Hot weather, losing cool is not good. The weather's already hot. It's not just hot, it's very hot. So then you say something, how that comes.
Emotions are like hot, and particularly like a hothead is someone who's angry.
Oh, hothead. Oh, yeah, I remember. Hothead. That's good to know, hothead. So that's how this cool thing comes in?
Yeah, just in general, because emotions are hot.
So, yeah, hothead. Particularly in this hot weather, it's no good. So, anyway, so today, you know, it's the last Sunday, so I just want to, you know, emphasize on things like that, you know, comparisons, you know, wisdoms, you know, then understanding of true nature, so things like that, okay? So just want to share. So, so the bottom line, so if you don't believe in anything, that's fine, you know? So, but need to please test, need to think a little bit about importance of compassion, you know, Oh, so if you have compassion, you know, as I mentioned before, not just me, you know, so even His Holiness Dalai Lama said many times, you know, if everybody has compassion, if everybody's in practicing compassion, there's no need for religion. There's no need, no need for all these complicated religions, you know. No need. Why is needed? What is needed is compassion. When we look at each other, you know, we look at each other with the compassion, so. People need to be loved, people need to be hugged, people need to be praised, people need to be embraced, you know, embrace each other, you know. Regardless, you know, how, what you look, what you believe, why you care, you know. Just leave them alone. Just wish them something good. Just wish them happy, you know, and leave them alone. You know, so they will find their own spiritual path. If they want to look for something, they will find, you know. It's not something that you force them to believe, you know. So they are going to be fine if they practice compassion. No need to worry. If you're really worried about, you know, somebody, you know, then just love them. You know, just love them. See them something very special, you know. Don't be critical, you know. Wish them well, you know. So that's good, you know, that's good, you know. So then the world will be less, there will be less problem in the world. Just wish them well. Because it doesn't matter what they believe. If they believe in something, not believe in something, it doesn't matter. Wish them well. Look at them and try to see them something very special, you know, like something like precious jewel. Precious jewel. So this is what is needed. this is what is not just needed, also desperately needed, you know, to people to feel safe, secure, happy. You know, then everybody have this compassion heart. You know, then everybody will feel that. You know, feel that. Then that's good. You know, that's good. Then just want to emphasize that. Oh yeah, so then but I'm not saying it's easy. Please don't misunderstand. It's very difficult. It's very, very hard. But we can't give it up. We can't give it up, you know. So so it's not easy, it's hard, but you know, every day there's opportunity, but you know, Unfortunately, most of the time we miss the opportunities. We miss opportunity because we see if all of a sudden somebody cuts you up. we don't say, oh, Mani Padme Hum, I wish them well. We don't say that. We don't say that. If you're able to say that sincerely, you are going to be fine if somebody cuts you up. That's not going to destroy your mind. No. it's not easy, but you know, that's why practice. You know, like you need to train, you know, it's not automatic, you know, if you think and deliberate, if you think, then eventually get better and better, but easier and easier and easier. And it's become automatic, you know, it's not easy. It's not easy. So do you remember? Because I have one cat called Ninja. I named my cat Compassion, Ninja. That cat was rescued from New Orleans. The end of her life, she got very sick, you know. Yeah, so according to text, you know, it says, you know, you, each time when you see another breathing, living beings, you're supposed to see them something very precious, you know. So, but you know, it's not, when it's come down practical level, it's not that easy, you know. Early mornings, so the sheep kind of throw up because she is sick. And she throws up here. You know, it's not easy to see. You know, it's like floor is not pure white. Before floor is pure white, you can easily see. You know, then that vomit and the floor look kind of same. Early morning, you're just coming out of your room. All of a sudden, you step on something like wet. You don't say, wow, this is a great opportunity to practice patience. If you can't do that, you'll be fine. You know? If you can't do that, you'll be fine. Very good, but it's not the case. You know? The first thought is like, no. Then it's not just one thought, then the thought of the thought, thought of the thought, thought of the thought. And then, you know, that's how you kill yourself, like that's like killing happiness, you know, thought of a thought, you know. You know, sometimes you can do that, but not every time, you know. So you come down, then you go to your altar room, I have some altar room, then there's poop. The ninja poop in there. That's the holy place, you know. That's where I go do my practice. There's some other room there, where you choose this room. So then all kinds of then goes on and on and on and on and on. Where's Dharma? There's no Dharma. It's hard, it's not easy, it's hard. But we can't give up. We cannot give up. You know? Once a while then you can able to see. That's a good sign, you know? So then slowly, you know. So every day challenge. But we have to try. According to the eight verses, thought transformations, composed by this one Tibetan master called Gishi Langri Tharpa, all the answers there, it's not like, oh, there's no answer, no, we have all these complications, or like all this kind of problem, all problem here, there, you know, like all this talk of problem, oh, there's no solution, no, that's not true, there is solutions, but it's hard. But no, need to think. Rajing in the Sinjanam. Rajing in the Sinjanam. Digdo Tabi Nitin, the Rinjente, the Tabi Nyavaka, it's in the Shaso. So just think about the Rajing in the Sinjanam. Someone who's being very, very difficult. Or maybe going, you know. What is our reaction? You know, what is our reaction? First reaction, initially. Gishi Langri Tharpa suggests, if you see somebody who is being very, very, how you say, unreasonable, very, very, like, difficult, according to eight verses, thought transformation, what are you supposed to do, what you should do, if you see that person as something very precious, but that's not the case. No? It's hard. Rajing in this, that person is going to all this negative, thinking, for cursing, screaming, yelling. Not easy. If you're able to see that person something very precious, because I'm gaining, you know, now I'm having this opportunity to practice patience, opportunity to practice, you know, to loving kindness, compassion, but that's not what's happening. No? If you're able to see that, no, nobody can destroy your happiness at all. Nobody can destroy your happiness. Nobody can, no? But that's not the case. And, but, no, the mind can be trained. Mind can be trained. So, I'm going to speak just fast, you know, you just say the word. You just know there's one way to train the mind. You just say the word. No? You just say the word. I'm going to speak it down. You just say. No? I'm going to speak it down. Like, for example, like, oh, I feel good. I feel good. I feel good. I feel good. Like that, no? It's like just verbally training. That's what it means. So I'm going to take it down. So, you know, all the time, no? Oh, very fortunate. I'm very fortunate because, no, environment I live in, no? Air that I breathe. The sky that I look so clean. All the trees very clean. All the road is very nice, no? In Nepal. After breakfast, after heavy breakfast, then you ride a car, then you go back and forth, up and down, you know, so then like, not just 1 minute, 2 minutes, like hours long, you know, then like, then you feel like, oh, that I better next day, I better not eat anything, you know. So, you know, here the road is very smooth, you know, the beautiful park that you can walk on, So, so fortunate, you know, so just, saying the word, so I'm going to take it down. So that's one of the, not Gishlang Netaba, some other mind in the text suggests, you know, so I'm going to take it down. You know, so great, practicing gratitude. So, you know, all the answer is there. All the answers are there. But it's to implement in our day-to-day life is hard, it's difficult. Therefore, some form of exercise, when it's come down on mental health, some form of exercise is necessary. When it comes down to physical body, physical health, some form of exercise is necessary. So not just that, then, you know, how is the way to nurture our, you know, physical health. So we have to have wisdoms to choose, you know, what we eat, you know, what we put in, you know. Similar, you know. So when it comes down to mental health, we also need, you know, choose, you know, what should, you know, how to nurture our mind, you know, so then, like that, then physical health, mental health, then at least, you know, someday, something every day, you know. I'm not saying to say mantra, say prayer, think, something to think. So then, if you're able to think, don't need to say any prayer, don't need to say prayer. The very purpose of saying prayer is to transform our attitude, our thinking. If you're already doing that, if you're already being mindful, well, then we don't need anything. Huh? So, then I'd like to read, before the time finish, I would like to read some paragraph from this Shantideva's book called Chunjuk, written in 8th century, somewhere in the 8th century, so, by Indian master Shantideva. Shivala. So, very wonderful book, you know. So, if you read a little bit here, there, there's a lot of coupons. Coupon? Not for pizza, but for... Labasuma, Deva, Rabdudin, the citizens of Labasuma. Any form of commitment or promise. Huh? In monks and nuns' case, is vow. It's the vow, you know, vow. Huh? But not just vow. You know, any form of promise or commitment to keep them, in order to keep them, in order to keep lavasu and devayin rabdur din de synthesis. First, you need to learn how to protect your mind. Huh? If you cannot protect your mind, then just forget about keeping promise or commitment vows, no, it's not going to happen. Who said, Shantideva said, send the sumo machine, lava sumo machine. If you cannot protect your mind, then you cannot keep your promise or vows or all of this, so on and so forth. No? Simji lambo yen tamis, simji lambo. Mind is considered as like elephant, okay, simji lambo yen tamis. Or just let it be, like, just let them, how is it, wild. Or not much pay attention. It's like child. You don't care, you just let them go, you know. So they may end up eating something that you know, could kill them. You don't just send your lambo yen tamis, not being cautious, not being mindful, just letting that elephant roam around. Name never chapatas. So that elephant is going to destroy something, no? Because it's powerful. It's the actual elephant. So you may not have any experience. I have a lot of experience, you know, in monastery. So not now, but when I was like teenager there, you know, 13, 14, 15, 16. So all the monks that like bring like late 60, early 70, you know, so all that years, we grow, we have to walk. All the monks have to go to walk in the field. We grow corn. No, we have to dig the ground, plow the field, so then plant the seed, so when it grow, then another the fertilizers, then when it grow really tall, there's another fertilizers, so then it's completely grow, so then, some mistake in order. Even the growing corn has order. First, you know, plow the field, so then you plant the seed. So then, after that, you know, we have to go to guard the wild hawk at night. It's not just 1 acre, there's like hundreds of acres, you know. It's not just like this, or you just are responsible. It's not like that. You are responsible for 20 acres, 50 acres, you know. So, not having like equipments, you know, here, you can, when you go to camping, you have all kinds of equipments, you know, headlight, all kinds of equipment. There's no headlight. So you have this torchlight, barely able to see from here to there. when it starts, it's kind of like, it's like waking up, you know, just a little over now, then over a little bit, then look. You get some money, you get like, say, probably like 15 cents. Whole night you get 15 cents, something like that. So then you buy new battery, then 15 cents is gone. So that's why the people, they really keep their battery. They just rub them, they put near to the fire just to, there's no recharge, you know, there's sometimes it helps a little bit. Anyway, so then you go there whole night. So, you know, sometimes you bring this empty can, empty tin, then you bang all night long, down, you just bang to just to scare them, you know. And sometimes you build fires, then once in a while, then you walk around this flashlight, just long. So then you have to guard the wild hawk. So if you fall asleep, nobody watches you, no, it's dark, it's pitch dark, right? Pitch dark, and there's no light at all. So then once a while, the leader of the monastery will come, I say, with big flashlight, long flashlight, comes to make sure nobody's napping or sleeping. But it's whole night long. It's like it's very rare that comes, you know, but you are responsible. So then somehow, if you fall asleep, then wild hawk will have party. Next day, now planting the seed is finished, is done. Then some other works, you know, people do. Next day, if not all finished, like how many lines of the field, the hawks, you know, they just pick one, They just go straight, all the lines straight. So they just eat all of them. So then the next day you know who is not guarding well, who is guarding well. If somebody is planning to sit there, so that means that person, you are responsible. Next day you have to plan all over again. Then people see, you know, that you slept last night. So then when the crone grows very tall, then you go there to guard elephant. You know, not just one night, 3-4 nights you go there. So then you know, if the elephant comes in, just coming into the cornfield will destroy all of many, many. Oh, so like this. So, so this is like my... Since Lambo Yonma, Vietnam never chapata. So if we don't guard our minds, oh, our mind will not just destroy happiness of this life, but if this life goes on, no, it will destroy many, many, you know, life after this, you know, if something goes on after this life. So, see, the mind is good, and everything will be good. If the mind is not good, you know, see, because of the mind, you know, all kind of problems causes in the world, or in our individual lives, in the other life of other people. So, Langje Ma Tu Nyobayis. This crazy elephant, you know. Elephant does not been tamed. Tame? Elephant does not be tamed. Even the untamed elephant is not going to, not able to destroy that much that mind can destroy it. See, make sense? So therefore, all the meditation I introduced last couple of Sundays, I introduced, you know, 9 non-breathing meditations, single-pointed meditations, combined with your own breathings, then, you know, like this physical movement, you know, being like mindful, being mindful about the physical movement, walking meditation, all of that. So this is part of this section. So this is important, as Shantideva said. Even the untamed, like crazy elephant cannot destroy that much. The mind, like elephant, becomes like untamed, wild and crazy, then it can destroy so much. You know? Therefore, here, kunne tembe thakba yins. Simji lambo tam ta na jiba tamji mejeshi gewa tamji labu yins. Kunne tembe thakba yins. Mindfulness is like rope. You know? Rope. Yeah. Kunne tembe thakba yins. Simji lambo tam ta na. If you can tie that elephant like mind with this rope like mindfulness, if you can tie that elephant, jiba tamji mejeshis. All the fear will be eliminated. All the fear will be gone. What do you think? Who said Shantideva said when? 8th century, many, many centuries ago. Today is 21st century. Gyavatamji Ladun. So Gyavatamji Ladun. All the positive things will come into your hand. All the positive things come into your hand. That's all Shantideva said. Da dang, singe lang jete, du dang, da dang, tam jete, singe nye summa da, shimba da, singe da, singe jibu da, singe jibu da, singe jibu da, singe jibu da, all the fear from, you know, like here, they talks about, so now, they talks about fear of tiger, which you don't have, you know, so here, there's no tiger, only the zoo, singe, lion, there's no lion, it's in Africa, no, you know, Lange, there's no elephant. But people do talk of elephant. There's elephant in the room. Not that kind of elephant, really elephant. See, interesting, there's so many things people say here that you don't have. Elephant in the room, there's no elephant in this country. I used to believe, wondering, not now, long time ago, you know, been here now 16 years. First, like, year, second year, the first year, when the people from the center, when they took me to wood, to walk, and all big trees fall there, I was wondering, is there elephant, you know? So they said, there's no elephant, Krishna, there's no elephant. So then, thinking, long time, you know. So then, then you say, holy cow. Where's holy cow? Holy cow is India. But they don't say holy cow. Here people say holy cow, you don't have holy cow. Philly market. There's no Philly. There's no Philly. Philly market, so that's interesting. Holy cow. Long time ago, just now do you don't see him here. Bill Rofke is one of the center members, and him and his wife and his brother is from Atlanta. He's like doctor, you know, medical doctor. So we went to India. So then Bill's brother, the doctor Casey, the TC, one day he decided to go by himself to Mysore, which is a big city, 2 hours from my monastery. So he went there to short adventures. So later on, he shows some photos, and I said, oh, now one American met holy cow. He was stopped in the car, he's going somewhere, he's in the middle of the road, he was stopped by this cow. So it's all decorated, that's holy cow. So later on, I saw in the Bill's house or somewhere in this album, I said, oh, this is a holy cow. So the driver will not go unless he makes some offerings to go in the middle of the village. So driver refused to go, and TC has no idea what's happening. What's happening is happening. Holy cow, that's what's happening. So see here, like they talk about tigers, like lion, elephant, snake, So, not like that kind of fear. Here in the modern world, like development country, there's another form of fear, There's another form of fear. So this Chandrasekhar said, this is all like, if you can protect your mind, so then it's the equivalent of protecting from all form of fear. Huh? All form of fear. So, all the fear, all the complication, all the sufferings are coming from mind. Who said, that's what has been said. Teta jibba tamjeta, dunga paadu meba, simbe juma yinu, yanda suwa nijite, so. Teta jibba tamjeta, dunga paadu meba. Let me tell you one story, okay? See now. Teta jibba tamjeta, dunga paadu meba, simbe juma yanda suwa nijite, so. Teta jibba tamjeta, all the fear, all the complications, all the sufferings are coming from mind. Chandrasekhar said that. So, long time ago, there's one farmer in Tibet, walking, the plowing the fields with animals. Animal got tired, very tired, then he feel bad about those animals who's like pulling the, what do you call? The wood. Yeah, so, two animals. You put it there, then there's the middle of there, then there's like some kind of metal there, then you put it down there. And the animal's not pulling well, he's kind of tired, then he feels very bad about the animal. Then he said, okay, maybe, then he feels like, he feels very sorry for animals, doing that. And he understands the hardship the animal going through. He just give up, and he said, okay, now I'm going to do some practice, I feel so bad. And there's particular practice called chue means, chue means, cutting, cut. What is the cutting? It's like they're trying to, through this practice, you try to cut this, self-grasping mind. The mind that grasping on the self is self that doesn't exist. So that's according to Buddhism, that's the source of all our problems, self-grasping mind. So the chue practice, then you chant, and you have this big drum, then you go to the cemetery, then you just use the drum, then just thinking, Anyone is doing that, no, he's like, he's kind of experiencing all this kind of, fear. This spirit coming there to eat his body, all the fear. So anyway, then he's feel like, okay, then he's trying to say some mantra to protect from that fear. It doesn't work, it even becomes worse. Then he went to see one Lama, to have some consultations about that. Then Lama said, okay, go back, continue. So you can, then he's doing this practice, then all of a sudden all these things happen, and all of a sudden they kind of lift him up, the space, and he just, everything happened in his mind. So then all of a sudden they drop him. They drop him on the ground. Then he, in his mind, then he thought, okay, now finish, I am finished now. But he's not really finished, so there is all this fear, I'm not sure it's going to make sense to you or not, he's thinking, he's thinking I'm experiencing now, everything, there's so much put on I, all of a sudden he thought, okay, I is gone, I'm gone. But it's not gone, you are. Somehow, then he realized true nature of emptiness. So all this I that he's building on, all this fear and everything, that I that he felt at that moment, he felt, it's now gone. But it's not gone. What is gone is like mind that grasping very tight on self. This is really wrong. That is completely gone. And he feels huge relief after that, So that's then he say, oh, it's not I that's exactly that, Yeah, this is there's so much to build on that, So then he realized that he found the true I. Then after that, first moment he said, oh, I'm finished, I'm done. Then he realized, oh, I'm still here. So that I is true, that I exists. So, but for him, it's all mixed. So then he found I that exists, but he lost I that does not exist. He's holding very tightly on that and building so much on that, that's gone. And he feels huge relief. So that's exactly what happened. When you see emptiness, that's relief, you feel, because there's so much been built, this conventional, superimposed project itself, there's so much built on that, all the fear, everything, it's gone, like that. Yeah, with that, so I'm going to stop. So then please, while I was gone, maybe now next 3 months, so there will be ongoing class at the center. Then please come, there will be we have like venerable nuns here, 3 of them, so there's like a lot of, also good number of people able to lead the Sunday class. So then please come, meditate together. So then spread the importance of, the gathering here to be more kind, more compassionate, and trying to not to be less critical, less judgmental. Just wish well. All living beings, just wish them well. So then that's good. Okay. So then our gathering become productive. Even though we don't say any prayer, less prayer doesn't matter. Our gathering is becoming. So you will become productive if everybody leaves this room thinking about compassion, towards your wife, your husband, your friend, girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever, if you... So then that's good, that's good. Then that will, generate more harmonious, harmonious atmosphere. So then you can both people can enjoy, So this life is not very long. We make it very long. It's short. So don't make it miserable. So through thinking, as I mentioned earlier, each one of us fully capable to create, you know, harmonious atmosphere. You can create through thought. You can create. See, you can make your life easier through thinking. You can make your life more easier. In the same time, you can make your life miserable by thinking, no? So, happy life means happy mind. Oh? So, please, you know, try all your best. Oh? So, I myself, you know, every day, I'm not saying I'm very successful, but every day I try. So, I try to be mindful, you know, try to be mindful without asking millions of questions, you know, why I have to do this, why I have to do this, why I have to do this, you know. Sometimes I just do, you know, and try to do happily. See, it's all about service. You know, service doesn't matter. If you think, okay, well, people should serve me because I'm Gishi, I'm, you know, so on and so. So that idea is not just good enough, right? You have this idea, probably, you know, I have Gishi, I'm, you know, so on and so, I finish, I'm, you know, like, yeah, they've been, you know, like that. No. People may not care. No, so then who's going to hurt? You are going to hurt. Service, no, service. Fruit is what Mother Teresa said. The fruit of silence is prayer. No, fruit of silence is prayer. The fruit of prayer is faith. Fruit of faith is service. Fruit of service is peace, or something like that. I don't remember all of them, but you know. See, service, this is service. This is what is needed. Service, you know. People need to be served with kind heart, compassionate heart, happy heart. Even though something seems like ridiculous, that's okay. Doesn't have to be, you know. Not everything has to be serious. You know. Even though something looks like, you know, like doesn't look like Dharma. See, maybe it is Dharma. No, doesn't look like Dharma. Maybe it's Dharma. No, why is Dharma? Because somebody is happy. No, somebody is happy. That's good. No, somebody is happy. No. So see, it's all of our service. So there's each one of us fully capable to contribute to harmonious atmosphere. This importance is everybody enjoys. All same time, we are fully capable to tune that whole atmosphere into something very negative that nobody wants to even live there 1 second. No, it's up to us. So don't just wait other people do the just, you know, from your side. That's what we can do, just from your side. We can do at least, you can ease your burden, you can think something positive, you know, you can contribute. So then that attracts more friends. People like to be around you because you are always thinking something positive, you know. Well, then people like to be around you, always being critical, judgmental, very negative. People don't want to be around. You know? Nobody wants to listen, hear something bad. You know, everybody has going through so much in their life. So people like to hear something nice, you know, like to be around something positive. You know? So each one of us fully capable. So please try all your best. So, you know, I'm trying, you know, every day trying here, there a little bit, you know. I'm not saying that I'm very successful. Same, no difference between you and me. I just struggle. Every day is struggling. All kinds of thoughts pops up. You know, the same other persons, maybe all kinds of thoughts pops up. So out of those 100 thoughts, maybe 2 of them match. Rest, 99 doesn't match. How you deal? Or you... Tennis comes down to giving and taking. This comes down to giving and taking. Sometimes you have to give, sometimes you take. You just take, it's not going to work. No, sometimes you have to sacrifice, no? No. For the sake of harmonious atmosphere for both beings, not just one being, you know. Sometimes you give, sometimes you take, no? So that's balance, you know. If you just think you'll take, it's not going to work. It's not going to. So that's based on day-to-day life experience, you know, dealing with my cat, dealing with, you know, Gigi Sambo, you know, my roommate, you know. So, so then, slowly, slowly, you know, that things will be better. Okay, so try all your best. Huh? So with that, I'll stop. I'm going to send it out to the king. Send it out to the king.
Okay. Okay. So on page 246 in the book, may all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merit. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May every time he rains and bountiful harvest. May all medicines be effective and wholesome care bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be free. May the powerless find power, and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may you remain to dispel the miseries of the world.
How are you? Taramanta.
Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Yeah, thank you. Have a nice weekend.